The Superscope Storyteller presents David and Goliath.
Once upon a time, there was a young shepherd boy named David. David was a very good boy and helped his father tend their flocks of sheep. It was David's job to watch over the flock and keep them safe from wild animals. He did this by throwing rocks with his sling, which was very much like the slingshots young boys play with today. To pass the many lonely hours in the field, David practiced with his sling. One night, when David was alone in the fields, his father came to speak with him.
Hello, David.
Hello, Father. Is there any word of my brothers?
Yes, that is what I came to tell you. I know that you missed them. So tomorrow I want you to go visit them and take them some food. I want you to find out if they are doing well.
David was very happy. He had not seen his brothers in almost a year since they had joined the army to fight for King Saul. Early the next morning, he set out, carrying food for his brothers. Most young boys would have been afraid to travel alone, but David was a brave boy, and he took along his trusty sling for safety. David had walked many miles when he decided to rest and have something to eat. Another traveler, an old man, came along the road and sat down beside him.
Where are you going, boy?
To see my brothers. They are fighting for King Saul, and I have been sent by my father to take them some food.
If they are in King Saul's army, they are not fighting at all.
Why do you say that?
Because it is the Philistines they must do battle with. The Philistines have a giant of a man, their champion, named Goliath. He is over 9 feet tall. Every day at sunrise and sunset, he challenges Saul's men to fight with him. And every day, no one appears. Saul's men are afraid to fight the giant Philistine.
If that is true, then I must hurry to join my brothers.
There is nothing you can do, a shepherd boy, against a giant. Go home to your sheep, where you will be safe.
David did not hear the old man's warning. He was already running down the road. David ran for many hours, and at last he arrived at his brother's camp. One of his brothers, Eliab, saw David and ran to greet him.
Little brother, what brings you here?
I have been sent by Father to bring you food and to see that you are doing well.
I only wish we were. Look, David, it is nearly sunset. Come with me. There is something I want to show you.
Eliab took David to a place near the camp. They stood on the edge of a cliff that overlooked a small valley.
Look over there, David, and see what makes cowards of us all.
David could not believe what he saw. There stood a man over 9 feet tall. He carried a spear larger than any normal man could hold. This was Goliath. Goliath wore a large helmet made of brass that shone in the setting sun. A servant walked in front of him, carrying a torch and a large brass shield. Goliath walked to the center of the valley and waved his mighty spear.
Send me one man to do battle, if you have any men left.
David had never seen such a warrior. He turned to ask his brother why no one fought this giant.
Eliab, you are trembling. Are you afraid?
David, I am filled with fear. If by sunrise tomorrow no man fights Goliath, then we shall all become slaves of the Philistines.
I will fight him.
Do not joke of such things, little brother.
I am not joking. At sunrise, I will fight this giant. He is no more to me than the wild beasts that threaten our father's flock. This wild beast threatens the flocks of the Lord. Do not worry, Eliab. I will defeat this Philistine.
Word spread quickly through the camp that the young shepherd boy was going to fight Goliath. David's brothers tried to talk him out of fighting, but David knew he could not lose. When King Saul heard of the shepherd boy's boast, he sent for him to be brought to his tent. David had served Saul before, carrying a sword and playing music for the king. Now Saul wondered if the simple shepherd boy would serve him again. David was taken to Saul's tent and seated before him.
David, it is good to see you again. You have served me well in the past. Why do you wish to risk your life in battle with Goliath? You are a young boy, and he is a man with many years of experience.
It is true, my king, that I have not fought man. But I have kept my father's flock safe from the lion and the bear who would have taken the lambs. This Goliath is the same as a wild beast. The Lord is with me and shall deliver me from the hands of Goliath.
Saul looked at the young boy and found courage in his words.
Go then, David, and the Lord be with you.
Saul sent his sword and armor for David to use. But when David put on the armor, he couldn't move. And the sword was so big he couldn't lift it.
If I can't walk, how shall I fight? Return these things to Saul. I can only fight in my own way, with the things I know.
David took off the heavy armor and then walked to a nearby brook. There, he picked 5 small, smooth stones and placed them in his shepherd's pouch. He carried a staff in one hand, and in the other, the sling that he used to protect his flock by hurling rocks at the wild beasts. David waited and prayed until the challenge came from Goliath. Then, he walked down the mountain slope to meet him, just as the morning sun was rising. Goliath saw a young boy, dressed like a poor shepherd, carrying a staff. He did not see the brave heart David had, or the sling in his hand.
Who are these cowards that send a boy to do a man's task? A child bearing a staff should chase dogs. Come then, little one. I will kill you quickly, since you are a child.
David, unafraid, walked slowly towards the giant Goliath and answered him in a sure, strong voice.
You come at me with spear, sword, and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God whom you have defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands. Then will all the earth know there is a God. All here shall know the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
The challenge of such a small boy angered Goliath. He lumbered forward, filled with rage for this young warrior. Behind him, the army of the Philistines cheered and waited for Goliath to end the shepherd boy's life. Behind David, Saul's army stood ready for battle and prayed for victory. Goliath was still some distance away when he threw his mighty spear. David saw it coming and quickly stepped out of its way as the spear sunk deeply into the ground. This angered Goliath even more, and he drew his sword. David kept walking towards the giant and took one of the stones from his pouch. He placed the stone in his sling and began whirling it over his head in a circle. By now, Goliath was running at David and getting closer and closer. David kept swinging his sling until Goliath was within range. Goliath was almost to him when David let go of his sling with all the strength and skill he had. Straight as an arrow, the stone flew to its mark and struck Goliath right between the eyes. The giant swayed back and forth and then fell to the earth with a terrible crash. David had beaten Goliath with his trusty sling and stone. On one side of the valley, the Philistines saw their champion Goliath fall to the ground. On the other side of the valley, Saul and his men saw a miracle. Without their champion, the Philistines were afraid and began to run. Saul's army chased after them and drove them from their land. When they returned, there were many days of celebration and thanksgiving, and David's name became known throughout the land. This is the Storyteller Action Tone. It tells you when to turn the page. Now open your Storyteller book to the first page.
The Superscope Storyteller presents David and Goliath.
Once upon a time, there was a young shepherd boy named David. David was a very good boy and helped his father tend their flocks of sheep. It was David's job to watch over the flock and keep them safe from wild animals. He did this by throwing rocks with his sling, which was very much like the slingshots young boys play with today. To pass the many lonely hours in the field, David practiced with his sling. One night, when David was alone in the field, his father came to speak with him.
Hello, David.
Hello, Father. Is there any word of my brothers?
Yes. That is what I came to tell you. I know that you missed them. So tomorrow I want you to go visit them and take them some food. I want you to find out if they are doing well.
David was very happy. He had not seen his brothers in almost a year since they had joined the army to fight for King Saul. Early the next morning, he set out, carrying food for his brothers. Most young boys would have been afraid to travel alone, but David was a brave boy, and he took along his trusty sling for safety. David had walked many miles when he decided to rest and have something to eat. Another traveler, an old man, came along the road and sat down beside him.
Where are you going, boy?
To see my brothers. They are fighting for King Saul, and I have been sent by my father to take them some food.
If they are in King Saul's army, they are not fighting at all.
Why do you say that?
Because it is the Philistines they must do battle with. The Philistines have a giant of a man, their champion, named Goliath. He is over 9 feet tall. Every day at sunrise and sunset, he challenges Saul's men to fight with him. And every day, no one appears. Saul's men are afraid to fight the giant Philistine.
If that is true, then I must hurry to join my brothers.
There is nothing you can do, a shepherd boy, against a giant. Go home to your sheep, where you will be safe.
David did not hear the old man's warning. He was already running down the road. David ran for many hours, and at last he arrived at his brother's camp. One of his brothers, Eliab, saw David and ran to greet him.
Little brother, what brings you here?
I have been sent by Father to bring you food and to see that you are doing well.
I only wish we were. Look, David, it is nearly sunset. Come with me. There is something I want to show you.
Eliab took David to a place near the camp. They stood on the edge of a cliff that overlooked a small valley.
Look over there, David, and see what makes cowards of us all.
David could not believe what he saw. There stood a man over 9 feet tall. He carried a spear larger than any normal man could hold. This was Goliath. Goliath wore a large helmet made of brass that shone in the setting sun. A servant walked in front of him, carrying a torch and a large brass shield. Goliath walked to the center of the valley and waved his mighty spear.
Send me one man to do battle, if you have any men left.
David had never seen such a warrior. He turned to ask his brother why no one fought this giant.
Eliab, you are trembling. Are you afraid?
David, I am filled with fear. If by sunrise tomorrow no man fights Goliath, then we shall all become slaves of the Philistines.
I will fight him.
Do not joke of such things, little brother.
I am not joking. At sunrise, I will fight this giant. He is no more to me than the wild beasts that threaten our father's flock. This wild beast threatens the flocks of the Lord. Do not worry, Eliab. I will defeat this Philistine.
Word spread quickly through the camp that the young shepherd boy was going to fight Goliath. David's brothers tried to talk him out of fighting, but David knew he could not lose. When King Saul heard of the shepherd boy's boast, he sent for him to be brought to his tent. David had served Saul before, carrying a sword and playing music for the king. Now Saul wondered if this simple shepherd boy would serve him again. David was taken to Saul's tent and seated before him.
David, it is good to see you again. You have served me well in the past. Why do you wish to risk your life in battle with Goliath? You are a young boy, and he is a man with many years of experience.
It is true, my king, that I have not fought man, but I have kept my father's flock safe from the lion and the bear who would have taken the lambs. This Goliath is the same as a wild beast. The Lord is with me and shall deliver me from the hands of Goliath.
Saul looked at the young boy and found courage in his words.
Go then, David, and the Lord be with you.
Saul sent his sword and armor for David to use. But when David put on the armor, he couldn't move. And the sword was so big he couldn't lift it.
If I can't walk, how shall I fight? Return these things to Saul. I can only fight in my own way, with the things I know.
David took off the heavy armor and then walked to a nearby brook. There, he picked 5 small, smooth stones and placed them in his shepherd's pouch. He carried a staff in one hand, and in the other, the sling that he used to protect his flock by hurling rocks at the wild beasts. David waited and prayed until the challenge came from Goliath. Then, he walked down the mountain slope to meet him, just as the morning sun was rising. Saw a young boy, dressed like a poor shepherd, carrying a staff. He did not see the brave heart David had, or the sling in his hand.
Who are these cowards that send a boy to do a man's task? A child bearing a staff should chase dogs. Come then, little one. I will kill you quickly, since you are a child.
David, unafraid, walked slowly towards the giant Goliath and answered him in a sure, strong voice.
You come at me with spear, sword, and shield, but I come to you in the name of the Lord, the God whom you have defied. This day will the Lord deliver you into my hands. Then will all the earth know there is a God. All here shall know the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
The challenge of such a small boy angered Goliath. He lumbered forward, filled with rage for this young warrior. Behind him, the army of the Philistines cheered and waited for Goliath to end the shepherd boy's life. Behind David, Saul's army stood ready for battle and prayed for victory. Goliath was still some distance away when he threw his mighty spear. David saw it coming and quickly stepped out of its way as the spear sunk deeply into the ground. This angered Goliath even more, and he drew his sword. David kept walking towards the giant and took one of the stones from his pouch. He placed the stone in his sling and began whirling it over his head in a circle. By now, Goliath was running at David and getting closer and closer. David kept swinging his sling until Goliath was within range. Goliath was almost to him when David let go of his sling with all the strength and skill he had. Straight as an arrow, the stone flew to its mark and struck Goliath right between the eyes. The giant swayed back and forth and then fell to the earth with a terrible crash. David had beaten Goliath with his trusty sling and stone. On one side of the valley, the Philistines saw their champion Goliath fall to the ground. On the other side of the valley, Saul and his men saw a miracle. Without their champion, the Philistines were afraid and began to run. Saul's army chased after them and drove them from their land. When they returned, there were many days of celebration and thanksgiving, and David's name became known throughout the land.